Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn with Bridgeway Interactive down in Orlando at the IBS show. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on today, Kemp.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Actually, you're doing me a favor. I was trying to find somebody down there at this show. I know this is the opening day. IBS stands for the International Builder Show. It happens every year. This year, it's in Orlando. Now, it's at the convention.
It's at the convention center. Correct.
Right. What do you think the weather's going to do to this show?
I will tell you, it was a little bit of a challenge for me to get out of Atlanta yesterday. So I know people going through Atlanta will be affected, but as things clear up, we expect it to still have a pretty strong showing. The show doesn't start till today. Most attendees don't come in till today anyway. Mm-hmm. So we don't expect it to affect it too much.
Yeah, so here's a market that's already been hit pretty heavily with the fact that there's not many new houses being built, and then you've got this weather on top of it, so it's not very lucky for the business right now, is it?
No, it's not. It seems to be one thing after another.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about this show. I know you go every year. I know it's sponsored by the National Association of Home Builders. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, this is a show where you bring builders, contractors, and of course suppliers from across the country as well as internationally, and it gives an opportunity for the suppliers to showcase their products and programs, as well as there's some great educational sessions for the builders and contractors to help focus and grow their businesses.
And since we're focused in the flooring business, how much of a component is flooring in this show?
Flooring definitely has a strong presence. Shaw Home Foundation Flooring is here, as they are every year, with a strong presence showcasing their full line of products that they offer to builders, as well as Mohawk and Armstrong have a presence at the show, and I believe there may be others also.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the expo part of it, I know there's some seminars, and I think part of the reason some people go is to find out what the latest trends are as far as building materials, right?
Absolutely. You've got the seminars for education, but it's really an amazing show to walk. Some of the displays and interactivity that you see from the Kohlers and Mascos, the large players in the builder space, are tremendous. And if there's a new concept or product that's being rolled out, it gets rolled out here at the IBS show. So you not only see what's active in the market, but you see the products and services that are on their way. So you get not only the big builders, but you get a lot of interested people who are just looking at trends in the industry for interior finishes as well as exterior.
Now, have you talked to anybody about what they anticipate attendance will be like based on not only the situation in the home builder market, but also this weather?
Yeah, not factoring in the weather, because it's hard to estimate. The estimates were to see it growing in along the range of 10% to 15% over last year. As we all know, things dropped down over the past 3 years, and they started to see a little bit more stability last year in the numbers here at the show, which is really probably a direct line correlation with the health of the builder business. And as they start to see growth, especially in the center of the country, the builder show is growing along with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So up 15% is what they're anticipating.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting based on the fact that a lot of people anticipate that the builder market in 11 is still going to be pretty weak, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, where normal health would be at about 1.1 million units, we've heard that it's just been running around the 400,000 mark. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's hard to say what normal health is. There were so many years where there was outside factors driving the numbers up, as you know, well above that 1.1 million. I think everybody's trying to figure out what the new normal is going to be. Yeah, the numbers continue to be down around that 400-plus area that you're talking about. But if you look at it market by market, there are some strong areas of the country where our dealers are projecting a good, steady growth. Tougher business. The margins are compressed, but they're seeing opportunities to grow. If you look at the Mid-Atlantic areas, Texas continues to do fairly well in comparison to everywhere else. And the middle of the heartland of the country, although it was hit the worst, it seems to be coming out and stabilizing.
Okay. So this show starts today, and it runs through Saturday, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, 4-day show. The bulk of the business is done in the first 3 days, and the fourth day tends to be more people off the street coming in to see the latest and greatest.
Yeah. All right. Tell me, as far as Bridgeway Interactive is concerned, what is your objective for going to the show?
Our focus is multi-pronged. We work with contractors, builders, and the manufacturers. Everything that we do is unique to each channel, but it's all focused around providing technology-based marketing products and services for them. So we are here at the manufacturing level, helping support the products that we help them deliver. We're meeting with builders and also meeting with our contractors and talking to them about how we can better utilize the products they currently have from us today, as well as always brainstorming on new and different ways to support their business.
Yeah. I was able to go to your meeting. It was out in Sonoma, California, and your business is actually doing okay despite the level of the builder business, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. There's nobody in the builder industry who hasn't been affected adversely, but our client group has done extremely well, far better than the average from the standpoint of, number one, staying in business, and number two, stabilizing their business. And I think I just attribute that to our clients tend to be the ones who are more forward-thinking and invested in their business to differentiate themselves. So they're going to be looking at their business and tracking it and keeping it ahead of the curve. So we benefit on that end, and hopefully we do a little bit to help them and help not only their business grow, but their profit grow.
Okay, Jay, well, I appreciate you being kind of our man on the street and telling us about the IBS show, which again starts today in Orlando. So we've been talking to Jay Flynn, who is Vice President of Marketing with Bridgeway Interactive, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.